This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden warned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the U.S. would not take part in a counteroffensive against Iran, according to a White House official. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam.
Netanyahu reconvened a war cabinet meeting in Tel Aviv to discuss a response to the drone and missile attack. War Cabinet Minister Benny Gantz warned that Israel would, quote, exact the price from Iran in a fashion and timing that is right for us. Iran's armed forces chief said the operation was considered successful and, quote, deemed the matter concluded. But Iran warned Israel and the U.S. that a retaliation to its overnight attack would elicit a far bigger response.
That's Reuters' Chris Dignam reporting. Meanwhile, Biden and the White House are confirming with allies over the Iranian attack.
The meeting of G7 leaders was to work out a coordinated diplomatic response to Iran's first ever direct attack into Israel. A statement was released condemning the barrage of drones and missiles. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby on NBC's Meet the Press.
It's just an extraordinary example of military superiority that Israel demonstrated.
Israeli authorities say 99% of the weapons were shot down, but the intensity of the attack is raising concern. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he will try to advance wartime aid for Israel this week. Johnson is attempting the difficult task of winning House approval for a national security package that also includes funding for Ukrainian allies in Asia. The Republican speaker was already under immense political pressure from his fellow GOP lawmakers. He has sat for 2 months on a $95 billion supplemental package that would send support to U.S. allies. This is VOA News. More civilians have died across Ukraine as analysts warn that delays in U.S. aid would see Kyiv struggle to fight off Russian offensives. At least 6 people were killed by drone strikes and shelling across Ukraine. That news came as a Washington-based think tank warned that delays in Western military assistance would increasingly hamper Ukraine's ability to fight back Russian advances. The Institute for the Study of War said Sunday that the Russian military command likely thinks that Ukrainian forces will be unable to defend against current and future Russian offensive operations due to the lack of U.S. assistance. Germany's Chancellor Olaf Scholz has arrived in China on a visit marked by trade tensions and Ukraine conflict. AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
German companies such as BMW and Volkswagen are highly reliant on the Chinese market, but Beijing's support for Russia creates frictions with the West. The Chancellor's visit also comes as German companies argue that they face unfair market barriers in China. This has led the German government to push for a policy of de-risking to reduce reliance on the Chinese market and suppliers. Nevertheless, China remained Germany's top trading partner for the 8th straight year in 2023, with $271 billion in goods and services. After a visit in Shanghai, Scholz will end his 3-day visit in Beijing, where he will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping. I'm Karen Shamas.
Donald Trump goes to court on Monday as the first U.S. ex-president ever to be criminally prosecuted. VOA's Joe Ramsey has a preview.
The scandal-plagued 77-year-old Trump is accused of falsifying business records in a scheme to cover up an alleged sexual encounter with adult film actress Stormy Daniels to shield his 2016 election campaign from adverse publicity. The so-called hush money affair is only one of 4 criminal cases hanging over Trump, and some legal observers suggest it is the least serious. But the real prospect of Trump becoming a convicted felon and potentially facing jail time throws an unprecedented wild card into an already unpredictable election. The right-wing populist is running on dark vows of vengeance against Democratic President Joe Biden, who beat him in 2020. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Pope Francis has sided with a group of Peruvian villagers who have complained that companies linked to a powerful South American church group have tried to evict them from their land using lawsuits and obscure land titling schemes. In a video Saturday recorded at his Vatican residence, the Pope sent a message of support to members of the San Juan Bautista de Catacos farmers community in northern Peru. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.